Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to The Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tito, you keep rolling last night with another win, and Carlos Carrasco, I know I had a chance to visit with Steve Stone, who certainly knows pitching, being a former Cy Young Award winner, and he said after the game, he said, if that's a night when you don't throw a no-hitter, he goes, I don't know how you could have better stuff. Did you feel that way?
You know, I think one of the things that was working against him for a no-hitter is he was around the plate so much. I mean, he threw so many strikes. I think at the end of the game, he had like maybe 19 or 20 balls. You never see that. I mean, he had everything going last night. He had velocity. He had command. He was throwing all his pitches, and it was really fun to watch. It was so nice when Carlos hit the two-run homer to make it 3-0, because the biggest fear, at least where I'm sitting, is he'll make a mistake and it'll cost him a game, kind of like in the ninth inning, gave up that solo homer, but it was just a run. It didn't cost him a game.
How about the fact you have three 14-game winners? And I think we've always thought this was coming with Carrasco, but Trevor Bauer's your top winner.
And you know what? And sometimes wins aren't the true barometer, but as a starting pitcher, when you start accumulating double-figure wins, one, it means you're staying out there long enough to get a win, and that's meaningful because at the end of the season, you got to account for innings. You know, you kind of got about get, you know, 1,000 innings from your starters. So that means they're staying out there, which is a good thing.
Well, and when you've got this kind of a winning streak that the Indians have going now, it normally means you've had to really use your back-end guys a lot. And yet, here you are last night. Carlos Carrasco gave them a whole day off.
We've been really fortunate, you're right, because normally it's guys are used 2, 3, 4 days in a row, and now you got to start backing off. Because every couple, 3 days, we've been able to spread games out, or a pitcher's pitched into the eighth or ninth inning, it's really worked out pretty well. Nobody's been overused. We're using everybody, and even not just our bullpen guys, but our bench players, and it's helped our team, not just in the standings, but because everybody's played.
I don't know what it is about Carlos Rodon, but in a lot of ways you have handled Chris Sale better, even when he was here and now with Boston, than this guy. What has made Rodon so good?
You know, we saw him early in his career, and you could tell that he wasn't the finished product yet, but he'd get on there, and, man, he wasn't backing down. And, you know, by the end of the game, you'd see some 96s and 97s with a really good breaking ball. It might be inconsistent, but a good one. You know, then he had the Tommy John. Now he's fighting back, and by all accounts, from listening to our scouts, he's a lot closer to being back than he was a couple months ago. So he's always given us fits. So we'll have our hands full tonight.
But, of course, you have Corey Kluber going. And, Terry, I know you can't make a vote or enter a ballot and whatnot, but is there a better pitcher right now in the American League?
Well, I hope not. And if there is, I don't want to face him because I know how much we think of Klubs. He's ever since he came off the DL, he has really taken off, and his level of consistency is just to be admired. I mean, if you have a young pitcher, you know, a minor league pitcher, you want him to watch how Kluber goes about it because it's so professional, and he pays attention to detail, and he's such a hard worker. This is not by accident.
Do you find that has rubbed off on your other starters just by the fact that they watch his body language?
I don't think it can't. He's got a good way about him because he's not going to push himself on anybody. But if you're around him, if you watch him, it can't help but rub off.
How about Andrew Miller? You and I were talking before we did this show. You got some good news with him, and also fill us in on Danny Salazar.
Andrew's doing really well. He's actually going to throw a side tomorrow, but we're going to do it, I think, on the game mound. You know, weather permitting, trying to get it as almost game-like as you can without a game. So that's really good. Danny, as we talked yesterday, we had a couple different options. And I don't think Danny felt like the sim game did him enough good. So starting on Sunday, because he's going to throw a side day before that, he'll be eligible to come out of the bullpen. And, you know, because you don't know how the game's going to go, we can't really say what game. But when it works, we'll try to get him a 2 or 3 inning stint out of the bullpen and almost treat it like his next start.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the finale of this four-game series, Tribe and White Sox, coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute. The Indians are finally back home, and you have an extended homestand here, Terry, a couple of weekends at home. And the Baltimore Orioles, I can't even remember what they were like when we faced them in Maryland.
I do. They can swing it. They can swing it. And, you know, they've managed to stay in this wild card race with their offense. And now some of their pitching, like, you know, guys like Gausman have really picked it up. But they, 1 through 9, you better be ready to pitch because they're not trying to hit singles.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.